This poem is called The Lives of Others, and it's from work that I did in Rwanda, working with survivors of the genocide against the Tutsi. What a listener needs to know about this poem is that the word murakoze is Kinyarwanda for thank you. The Lives of Others. Nothing is only itself. In each brick, a story of mud, grass, and sun. In each tree, a story reaching back to its roots. The seed of the avocado carries out to the world what its leaves have taken in. A young girl hides a coin in the oleander, saying aloud her wish, her prayer, her incantation of rage. Note the curved flute of the calla lily, how it rings the flower's center like the scar around the sightless eye of Jean de Dieu, who each morning brings me coffee, milk, and 2 hard-boiled eggs. Murakoze, I say, to the flower, to the man, to the milk and eggs. Murakoze to the brick and tree and buttery fruit. Murakoze to the girl bent over the bushes begging hands. But I mean to say more. I mean to say this. Each story holds a question that is more than itself. And each story is its answer. What then can I do but listen?